CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 30th of November 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB has launched its official Instagram profile. Listen out for GB25 YOTA for Youngsters on the Air month. TX Factor releases part two of its Hamfest special. The RSGB has launched its official Instagram profile. This addition to the Society's social media presence will help it connect in a new way and showcase the exciting world of amateur radio and STEM. Through Instagram, the RSGB aims to support youth activities and highlight opportunities for young radio enthusiasts. It wants to engage with like-minded organisations that promote STEM education and innovation, and to inspire the RF engineers of the future by sharing stories, projects and events. It will also be a great platform for connecting with other groups that enjoy practical activities. If you're on Instagram, the RSGB invites you to follow its profile, like its posts and join the conversation as it builds a new community. Search for the RSGB and get involved. Youngsters on the Air month has officially begun. Listen out for special event station GB25 YOTA throughout the month as young radio amateurs get on the amateur bands. Sandringham School and the 2nd Marlborough Scout Group start the event on Wednesday the 3rd of December. On Friday the 5th, Bracknell Amateur Radio Club will host GB25 YOTA, as well as John M0NOJ, who will be operating later in the afternoon. Cambridge University Wireless Society will be hosting the call sign on both Friday and Saturday. Also on Saturday the 6th of December, you'll be able to work South Durham Radio Club, who are active using the GB25 YOTA call sign. Looking forward to Sunday the 7th of December, listen out for the 2nd Marlborough Scouts and Cray Valley Radio Society. Details of operating times, bands and modes can be found at rsgb.org/yota-month. Take the time to encourage a young radio amateur by having a QSO with them. TX Factor is back with part two of its National Hamfest special, which completes the coverage of news from that event. The episode is full of informative updates on the RSGB, including an interview with RSGB Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, on the work of the Emerging Technology Coordination Committee. TX Factor presenter Bob McCready, G0FGX, also speaks with RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, about the importance of RSGB membership and the vital work of the Society on protecting the spectrum. In addition, you'll find an interview focusing on the RSGB communication strategy and how it's helping to bring amateur radio to new audiences, as well as an update from RSGB maker champion Tom Wardill, M9TWM. Watch this, all this and more by going to txfactor.co.uk. A reminder that the Last Tonight at 8 webinar of 2025 will be live tomorrow at 8 p.m. via the RSGB's YouTube channel and special BATC channel. The presentation will feature young RSGB members who travelled to Paris earlier this year for the Youngsters on the Air summer camp. As well as hearing about their experience, you'll receive an update from the RSGB youth team on its plans for 2026. If you're a young radio amateur, you're interested in encouraging young people to get involved in amateur radio in the coming year, this webinar is not to be missed. Find out more at rsgb.org/webinars. Remember that if you're interested in the role of the RSGB nominated director, the deadline for applications is the 5th of December. Nominated directors are selected by the Society's Nominations Committee, then the RSGB membership votes to endorse them at the AGM. Go to rsgb.org/elections and follow the instructions on that page to apply or have a chat about the role. Following the Ofcom changes, the intermediate licence call sign series, the RSGB is updating its guidance to members. RSGB member with M8 or M9 call signs who wish to receive QSL cards via the RSGB Bureau should send envelopes to the same QSL sub-manager who handles the corresponding 2X call sign series. The list of QSL sub-managers has been updated accordingly, so please check on the website before posting. You can find the list in the QSL Bureau section of the RSGB website at rsgb.org/QSL. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Details of rallies and events. Today, the 30th Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders catering, ample parking and disabled facilities are available on site. More info, visit barac.org.uk. Mid-Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair 2025 will be held on the 7th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry costs £3 per person, no charge for partners and under-16s. More details, contact Phil G6DLJ on 07990 563147 or email wrgfigures2024@hotmail.com. Special event news. Special event station OZ90NRAU is active until the 7th of December, celebrating the anniversary of the establishment of the Nordic Radio Amateur Union. More information, including awards for working the station, visit qrz.com. DATA VU2DSI is active as AU2JCB until the 15th of December, commemorating the birthday of Indian physicist and radio pioneer Jagadish Chandra Bose. Listen for activity using SSB on the 8040, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands, QSL Director DATA's home call. DX News, Gabrielle HB9TSW is active as Z68BG from Slatina Air Base near Pristina, Kosovo until the 10th of December. He's operating CW only, QSL via logbook of the world, EQSL or home call. Red DL1BUG is active as TY5FR from Cotonou in Benin until the 11th of December. He's using CW and SSB, 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via DL1BUG, directly or via the Bureau. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log. Contest news, CQ Worldwide DXCW contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 29th, ends 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 30th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, exchange a signal report and CQ zone. UK zone is 14. Tuesday the 2nd of December, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest, 1900 to 1955 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, exchange a signal report, serial number and locator. Also the RSGB same day, 144 megs UK activity contest, runs 2000 to 2200 UTC using all modes, on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest, runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges his report and 4 character locator. Also Wednesday, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest, runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges just as above, and if you're in one you can join the other. The ARRL 160 metre contest starts at 2200 UTC on Friday the 5th, ends at 1559 UTC on Sunday the 7th of December. CW on the 160 metre band, the exchanges signal report, American and Canadian stations send their ARRL or RAC section reference. Sunday the 7th of December, RSGB 144 MEGS Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, last week was a mixed bag in terms of solar activity. Yes, we had geomagnetic disturbances, but they were never really that bad, with a maximum KP index of 5, and that was only for 1 3-hour period. This was due mainly to 2 large coronal holes on the Sun, which saw the solar wind speed increase to around 700 to 740 kilometres per second. There have been coronal mass ejections, but these have been on the far side of the Sun, so didn't affect us. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has continued to its downward trend, being in the range of 116 to 121 over the week. However, there has been DX to be worked. The CDXC Slack group reports ZD7VJ on St Helena Island, which has been logged on the 40-metre band using GW G30YR on Easter Island was also worked on 40 metres using CW. Many other stations have been setting up for CQ Worldwide CW contest over the last week, so there have been plenty of DX stations around. The DX Summit website reports 3B8/E70A in Mauritius on the 15-metre band using FT8, VR2KF in Hong Kong on the 10-metre band using CW, and S21RW in Bangladesh on the 10-metre band using SSB. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will pick up, perhaps hitting 155 by the 1st of December and 175 by the 6th. Only time will tell if the prediction is correct. Meanwhile, the KP index is forecast to start the coming week at 2, but then increase to 5 on Wednesday the 3rd. Quiet geomagnetic conditions were forecast for the duration of the CQ Worldwide CW contest. VHF and up, the recent unsettled weather has continued to dominate the big weather picture for the coming week or two, but with such a complex weather pattern, it's hard to be precise as to the predicted upcoming weather events and their timings. It's worth keeping a watch on forecasts from day to day to pick the bigger storms out in time and make sure your antennas are secure. Having said that, in propagation terms, this type of pattern is poor for any tropo prospects, and the best benefit is likely to be potential rain scatter from heavier rain. Last Wednesday saw some interesting dry weather 24 gigs propagation over the North Sea. At the Margate, 24 gigs web SDR, the newly repaired Flanders beacon ON0HVL was copyable all day until about 2000 UTC, until a band of humid air hit the path from the west, taking out both ON0HVL and GB3PKT. The latter returned to normal on the morning of Thursday the 27th. So we're now exiting the broader span of the Leonids meteor shower, with a gap driven by random meteors until mid-December, when the Geminids arrive. There have been a few minor auroral moments, although not particularly noteworthy of any in any radio sense, but in the absence of any tropo, perhaps it's still worth keeping an eye on the KP index going above 5 to provide a little excitement. Lastly, we had some more out-of-season sporadic E on 50 megs last week, so keep an eye open for that. For EME operators, moon declination is rising and went positive again on Saturday the 29th. That means more moon time and higher peak elevation in the coming week. Path losses are low and falling further as we approach perigee on Thursday the 4th. 144 meg sky noise is low all week, climbing to moderate at the end of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.